As promised, we are joined right now by the driver of the number 9 car for Hendrick Motorsports. He is entering his fifth full-time Cup Series season, two-time most popular driver, six-time Cup Series winner. He's qualified for the NASCAR playoffs in each of his first four full-time Cup seasons. You want to tune into NASCAR's season-opening Super Bowl event, the 62nd Daytona 500. It's at Daytona International Speedway. It is Sunday at 2:30 p.m. Eastern on Fox. Chase Elliott is my guest. Chase, good to have you back. How are you?
I'm great. Thanks for having me.
It's good to have you. So, as I mentioned, it is your fifth time entering the Daytona 500. So, how different does it feel now versus your first Daytona 500? For instance, is it something you're pretty comfortable with now and it's just another race, or is that impossible because it is the Daytona 500?
Yeah, you know, honestly, I feel like at this point, I treat it that way for sure. I think you have to kind of treat it that way as time goes on. But that first one, you know, I definitely remember a lot of nerves. But I feel like the past couple of years have been pretty normal, which I think is really good. And I've enjoyed kind of settling into that and take some time to get there for sure for me. But, yeah, now it just I treat it like any other Sunday and just go about my job as I always do.
Chase Elliott joining us. You know, I'm going to go back to that in a minute. I want to ask you really quickly about the clash on Sunday. That was pretty wild now. Ultimately, you finished seventh, but there were a lot of drivers with a lot of opinions and a lot of things they wanted to get off their chests after that race. What did you make of that whole thing?
Yeah, we finished seventh and crashed and didn't finish. But, yeah, you know, that race is, you know, the race is always wild. I'm not sure that it's really a surprise to anybody. I know there was some ruffled feathers and people upset or this or that, but you know, that's good. I'm glad that people run their mouths and like to complain because it gets attention and gets people talking about it. So that's a win, really, at the end of the day.
It is. Chase Elliott joining us. I agree with you. You know, it's always interesting to me that your season opener is the biggest race of the season because it is like starting with the Super Bowl. So from a driver's perspective, how do you go about balancing the pressure of the first race and the desire to win it, obviously, while at the same time acknowledging it is just one race in a long season?
Yeah, I think the way I've kind of learned, I guess, to treat this race, and maybe this isn't the right way, but where I'm at with it right now is I kind of treat it like its own event and its own thing. I kind of take these first 2 weeks, you know, the Clash and the 500, and just say, look, Daytona's Daytona. These 2 weeks are just their own animal, their own event. And then I feel like our season really gets kicked off in Vegas, and that's going to give you more of a deciding factor as to how your season is going to go anyway from there.
Chase Elliott joining us. He is the driver of the number 9 for Hendrick Motorsports. Seems like there's been a lot of talk outside the team about the new Camaro this year. How significant are the changes? How does that ride feel to you right now?
Yeah, well, again, you know, the Speedway stuff is just so different than what we're going to have in intermediate tracks and short tracks. So I think that's why a lot of times it's really hard to gauge and judge where you stack up and see if you've improved any until you really get to that first intermediate track. That first mile and a half. So, you know, I'm excited about it. I know Chevrolet and Hendrick and our group has worked really hard in trying to improve and make our car better. And, you know, to the naked eye, I don't think the new Camaro looks a ton different from the one we ran last year. Some minor changes, I wouldn't call anything major, but, you know, we're just trying to stack little things on top of each other to make improvements. And, in this world, with as competitive as it is nowadays, you're not going to just hit a home run. It's singles and maybe a double here or there, and that's going to get you where you need to go. So hopefully we hit a lot of singles and got on base a lot with this, you know, with this car.
Daytona's upcoming. Chase Elliott is my guest. Now, you've won six times in the last two seasons, mm-hmm. which gives you six wins before you turn 24 in November, which is third most ever. What does the next level look like for you this season?
I think for me, I just want to try to assert our team and get myself and our group just amongst that top. I felt like the past few years there's five or six guys that I feel like can win any given weekend and have the ability to go win, and they're not just a threat at a certain racetrack here or there. They have the opportunity to go and win every week, and I think that's ultimately where I want to be. I just want to assert myself amongst that group and you know, if you're in that group, I think the opportunity for championships and the opportunity for a whole bunch of wins is going to be there. And ultimately, that's where I want to get to. I think if you get to that point, the sky's the limit. And it's just about, you know, having some good fortune, but being smart. But you gotta put yourself in that top five or six guys. And if you're in that every week, you're going to have a chance to do some great things.
Or you could be one of those guys and be in that group not only every week, but literally your entire career. Like Jimmy Johnson, he announced it's going to be his final season. What is NASCAR going to lose when he runs his last race?
And I think they're going to, you know, we're going to see probably the greatest to ever do this to this point leave. And, you know, that's a lot of, I know the GOAT topic gets tossed around in all different types of sports. Probably too much, but with Jimmy, I don't see how you can argue what he's done in the period of time he's done it in, with the amount of class he has shown throughout his entire career. I think it's second to none. I just don't see that being topped by anybody else right now. So, you know, one day I'd love to outdo him. For sure, but I think we're going to see the greatest to do this so far leaving, and a great guy at that. So I'm looking forward to racing this last season with him. I hope he has some great moments this year. I'm as big a fan as anybody, so I'm pulling for him.
I respect that, Chase. And as a California guy, I've always had his back. I love Jimmy. I love the way he handles himself on the track. I think he's a class act. He's an amazing driver. And again, early in his career when he got all that flack for being a California kid. So I understand that and I respect it. Now, with respect to what you just said, with him moving on after this year, the talk does shift to you being the face of Henrik Motorsports. What's your reaction when you hear that? And does that change how you approach the job as a result of that?
Yeah, it's weird, for sure, just to know that I'll have been there the longest, I guess, after Jimmy leaves, which is really crazy to think about, but also hard to believe I'm starting year five. It's kind of nuts, too, to think about how fast these past 4 years have gone by, but I don't think it changes my focus or my approach really at all. You know, that's kind of I feel like that's an outward view that people kind of on the outside have and look at it, but I don't know that really that feel is there internally. I don't feel that at the moment, you know, by any means. And you know, I'm gonna keep doing my thing and do my job. And who knows? I mean, you could get somebody in there next year that's been around for a long time that you know might be more. Might fit that role better or something, but I don't know. You know, we'll just wait and see, but I don't really see anything changing much for me.
Or maybe not, Chase, or maybe somebody doesn't step up. Like, because as I mentioned off the top, you won the most popular driver award again at the end of the season. We've talked about your popularity in the past and the fact that you've got a long way to go, for instance, to catch Dale Jr. and your dad, but how much does it mean to you that you won this award? Better yet, how much is that award about the award itself, and how much of that is about the experience of going to the track every week and feeling the level of love and respect that you get from the fans pretty much everywhere?
Yeah, you know, honestly, I've said this a lot, and I'm sure people are probably tired of hearing it, but, you know, I'm not sure that trophy really means a fraction as much as what the interaction you have with people at the racetrack and the desire and the fire and the passion that people have to see my team want to do good. I mean, I think that to me speaks volumes, way above any trophy you could ever get, no matter how many trophies you have. I think that's massive. And I've enjoyed that side of things more than anything. I don't take that for granted. I often wonder why, but, I definitely have appreciated it. And hopefully we can, you know, do well for the folks that pull for us on Sundays.
He is entering his fifth full-time Cup Series season, already a two-time most popular driver, a six-time Cup Series winner, and the driver of the number nine car for Henrik Motorsports. Once again, you want to tune into NASCAR's season-opening Super Bowl event. It is the 62nd Daytona 500. It's at Daytona International Speedway Sunday, 2:30 p.m. Eastern on Fox. Chase, great to have you back. Good luck this weekend. Thanks so much.
Yeah, I appreciate it, Jim. Y'all be good.
You too, Chase. Great talking to you. Yeah, I'm not at all surprised that he's as popular as he is. Chase has got a lot of that it in the car, it outside the car, on the track, outside the track, connecting with everybody, makes it seem easy. He's just so good at it. Chase Elliott.